Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indiana Law. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about the latest in the Iowa legislature. Thank you, Senator Garrett, for joining us here today. I noticed in your newsletter you talked about a bill that you guided through the Senate regarding virtual wills. Tell us a little bit about why you thought that was important and what the bill does.
Well, during the worst of the COVID, a number of Iowans signed their wills virtually or electronically, which means they were in one location and the attorney that prepared the will, or possibly somebody else that prepared it, is in a different location, and ordinarily the witnesses would probably be in the attorney's office. So that obviously was convenient for people during that time, and we are putting together a bill here to allow people to do that in the future. There were some concerns about it, signing a will that way, because obviously if a person is in some other location, it raises questions about how independently they may have made their decisions, or the question of is somebody else influencing them. And the law currently does not contemplate signing a will this way. It contemplates that everybody will be present in the same location. So this bill provides that the will can be signed where the person signing and the preparer are in different locations, but I thought it was important to add some safeguards to try to make sure, to the best of our ability, that this is the actual independent decision of the person doing the will as to what they want to do with their property. So we have added a number of questions to address those issues under the circumstances of an electronic signing. And some of the questions are you married? And if so, state the name of your spouse. State the names of anyone who helped you in accessing the video conference today. State the names of anyone who assisted you in preparing the documents you are signing today. Where are you located? Who's in the room with you? And we are requiring the attorney to make a video recording of the proceeding and to keep it for at least 10 years so that there is some documentation of what happened at that signing. Also, we wanted to make sure that wills that were already signed under these conditions, where the law wasn't as clear as it might have been, that they would be legal. So we have a provision in this bill that says that wills were executed under the governor's proclamation of disaster emergency, that making clear that satisfies the presence requirement of the law. So we're trying to give an additional tool to Iowans, but we're trying to do the best we can to make sure that this is the actual independent intent and desire of the person signing the will. This bill has now, it was originally a House bill. It was much narrower than what I have just described here. And when we got it in the Senate, then I wrote these amendments to try to add some safeguards. And so the bill will now go back to the House, and I'm hopeful that they will accept the bill with these amendments. I think that does improve the bill.
All right. Another thing you talked about was the Iowa economy. I know you brought up some numbers, and I'll let you expand on some of those. There was also a report that I saw that, you know, said at the end of 2021, there was a bit of a drop due to some agriculture markets. So kind of talk about what your view on the Iowa economy is right now.
Well, we're continuing to make progress. The unemployment rate dropped in March as compared to February. The unemployment rate in Iowa now is 3.3%, which is very good. It was 3.5% in February, so we dropped a little bit. Currently, the national unemployment rate is 3.6%, so we're a little below the national rate, and we typically are here in Iowa. In my opinion, a more important statistic is that the labor force participation rate went up to 67.2% from 67% in February, and that is the number, the percentage of working age people who are actually working. And I've always thought that that's a more telling and more important statistic than the unemployment rate, because the unemployment rate doesn't count able-bodied people in the age group, working age group, who are not looking for work. And so I think this is a more important figure, although both are important. And the number of Iowans that are working in March was 1,637,100, and that's up 10,000 from February. So we're still making progress, and we're doing a little better than the average national rate.
All right, well, last question before we let you go is, obviously the end of the session has come and gone, at least for representatives and senators. You're still working. Talk about how you see the end of the session for 2022 coming to a close here. Do you see that coming soon? I know that you don't get to decide for the rest of the legislators, but talk about how you feel about the end of the session coming up.
Well, we have ended the session as far as getting paid is concerned. Last Tuesday was the 100th day of the session, and we only get paid as legislators for 100 days this year. We are not finished with our work. We have budget bills to pass, and there are other priorities that we would like to get passed. So we will continue to work. I know, speaking for myself, and I know a lot of legislators, we're not really there for the salary. So even though we're now working for free from now on, we will continue to do that and continue to work until we get our work done. And I do not, at this point, have a prediction on when that might be. I don't think it's going to be soon, but it's just hard to say. What it's going to take is agreement among the leaders in the House and Senate on the budget. That's the biggest thing that's out there yet. And then there are two or three high-priority bills that the governor really wants us to pass, and those of us in the Senate would like to see passed. So there's still work to be done, and we're going to be there for a while yet.
Thanks to Senator Garrett for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk and Enola.